Good morning. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to present my work here. Today, I'm going to make a presentation on spinning performance of Australian long staple cotton called Cicala 340 BRF. From October 2010 to March 2011, CSIRO has conducted a larger scale industrial spinning trials in collaboration with six top Chinese spinning cotton spinning mills for spinning trial. The purpose of the trial was firstly to benchmark the Chinese leading spinning mills. The mill we selected with very critical criteria. They are the top performer of the in China, there are more than 10,000 spinning mills. We select the best six mills to participate in our trial. And we supply the Australian long strip cotton, Cicala 340 BRF, to the six mills to carry the trial. So that's the first purpose. The second purpose was to evaluate the performance of Australian long strip cotton, because Australia has a bigger cotton breeding program, and we have to do many different trials. Most trials are on small plant scale trial, but this trial is a major industrial trial. Any cotton, if we want to promote to the market, you must go through the industrial large scale trial to demonstrate its good spinning capability. That's very, very important for industry to accept your cotton. Next, I'll give some basic background information about cotton spec. Some of you may be not familiar with cotton spec. This is a new cotton yarn spinning prediction software developed at CSIRO based on a large scale industrial spinning database, which is comprised of more than 2,000 yarn lots with thousands of cotton from everywhere in the world, including US Pima cotton, SJV cotton, and Egypt cotton, Israel cotton. And because these cotton are very, very high quality, and some Xinjiang cotton as well, and a little bit, very little bit Australian cotton, because Australian cotton still not up to the top end. So our purpose of the trial was to promote Australian cotton for use by Chinese spinners. That's a major purpose for the trial. So cotton spec has been used as a quality management tool in doing the benchmarking trial. Before the spinning, we distribute cotton to mills. They measured the cotton property. Then we use cotton spec to predict the cotton yarn performance. So mill know what the yarn will perform after spinning. Then we conduct the spinning trial. After trial, all the six mills have their spun yarn. They send it to CSIRO for measurement. Also, they measure the yarn quality themselves. Then they compare the yarn quality of their measured yarn quality against the predicted by cotton spec. So they can know the quality of cotton spec is the prediction accuracy before spinning and after spinning. Cotton spec, the software, has been launched at 2011 Belt-Wide Conference 2 years ago. Since then, the software has been widely used in the Chinese cotton spinning mills by more than 10 mills. Last October, a larger Australian cotton symposium was held in Nanjing, China, to promote the cotton spec technology. More than 150 Chinese mill staff attended the symposium from many high top-end Sydney mills. Also, Australia sent a big delegation comprising nearly 20 people from the Cotton Australia, the president, and a lot of senior staff from the Australian cotton industry all attended seminar. And the seminar was held very successfully. So at the seminar, Mill has expressed a very strong interest in cotton spec. And over the last few years, cotton spec has been evaluated at a partner mill in China. It has been proven that cotton spec is a very useful quality management tool for spinning mills, which can give spinners immediate feedback about the yarn quality from the fibers used. Cotton spec is based on a basic concept called best commercial practice. That is, the software aims to predict what a good modern mill can achieve using for given yarn and specified spinning performance using a particular cotton. So this underpinning concept perhaps can answer some people's question. People often ask whether your cotton spec can predict a cotton performance across a different level of mill. The answer is no, because cotton spec predicts the best mill performance, not the lower level or middle level. Must be on top level. Why doing that? Because cotton spec, one of his main purpose is to add a benchmarking tool. That means for any given cotton, the prediction of the yarn quality is a benchmark. If your mill can perform as good as the predicted yarn quality, that means your mill is up to the top end. That's a very useful tool for most 99% of the mill, because their performance is lower than best commercial practice. When before they using cotton spec, they don't know what's their level for. Is on top 5 or top 10 or middle 50? They don't know. When they use cotton spec, they will know immediately what's their level relative to top performance. So this is a very useful benchmarking tool. But on the other hand, for a very good mill, cotton spec can give very accurate prediction. I will mention some factor in my presentation. So I just this slide further explain some basic concept about cotton spec. Cotton spec, basically speaking, is a very comprehensive theoretical modeling package involving many spinning theory, including both yarn physics modeling and also statistical modeling. More importantly, cotton spec is the first spinning package in the world developed based on industrial spinning trial database, not a laboratory, not a plant scale trial data. We have been working with Chinese mill since 2008, now for more than 6 years. Over the last 6 years, we have accumulated many spinning data from mill. So this cotton spec database is a real industrial spinning database. That's why he can accurately predict the spinning performance for real spinning mill, because our aim is to extend the application of cotton spec to the wider industry, not by laboratory, mainly for industry. Certainly it can be used by university researchers or farmers or cotton breeders as well. Cotton spec, certainly we just, many people, all we know that cotton has many different properties. They all can affect yarn quality. And different fiber properties can be measured by many different testing methods. But for wider application of cotton spec, at the moment, we're only using HVR testing data. the five data we selected. First one is the upper half mean length. Second one is the short fiber contents, either less than 12.7 millimeter or less than 16 millimeter. In China, we mainly use less than 16 millimeter measured by HVI. Third one is macron layer. Fourth one is strength. The fifth one is elongation. At the moment, cotton spec only requires these five parameters. How these five parameters affect yarn performance? Through many, many different mechanisms. Definitely not a simple linear regression. We have conducted many spinning models over the last 20 years because I was working on yarn spinning modeling for wool spinning. So I just basically used those models with some modification applied to cotton. We predict yarn evenness first, then thin place, thick place, naps, etc., based on drafting theory and yarn structure theory, etc. Once we develop the yarn spinning evenness predicting model, we then develop the yarn strength predicting model, because yarn strength is affected by, first of all, yarn evenness, then fiber length, length distribution, is a CV or is a short fiber contents, and also affected by fiber diameter, diameter distribution, etc. Many, many factors contributing to yarn evenness through different mechanisms. Simply, not a simple linear regression as a nonlinear method. And macron layer. Actually, initially, I didn't use the macron layer because, as we know, macron layer is not a good measure of fiber fineness. Because only fiber fineness affecting yarn evenness, not maturity. But unfortunately, due to some historical reason, macron layer is affected by both fineness and also its maturity. So initially, we deliberately avoid to using macron layer because the same macron layer could have quite a different range of fiber fineness. So we use the CSO developed cotton scan to measure as a measurement for fiber fineness. And that prediction does give a more accurate prediction for yarn evenness. But the problem is that at the moment, cotton spec has not been widely used by the industry. All mills just use HVI. They don't know what's a cotton spec or cotton scope. So I have to abandon using the cotton spec or micro cotton scope. Come back to macron layer. Anyway, macron layer still 90-80% can truly represent the fiber fineness value. So I still use macron layer. Then we use strength. Strength can be measured by different methods, single fiber, bundle strength, and HVI. For wool prediction, CSO developed a bundle strength test called the Sarland tensor, which was the best bundle test equipment in the world. We have been very successful using tensor to measure fiber bundle strength for wool spinning prediction. But for cotton, tensor has not been widely used by the Chinese industry, so we have to think about other methods. Single fiber, not an option because too slow. Some mill use single fiber to measure fiber length strength, but not a widely adopted method. So we abandoned the single fiber strength measurement. And cellometer is widely used, but cellometer is very slow and not accurate, and is operator dependent. So instead, we just simply choose HVI. To my view, HVI is not as good as a tensor, not as good as a single fiber testing, but HVI is a widely used instrument, so we have decided to use HVI. Elongation. Elongation is a critical component for fire yarn performance. And this parameter has long been ignored by the industry over the last 20 years. So far, HVI still cannot give reasonably good measurement for fiber elongation because HVI never calibrated fiber elongation measurement. So actually a lot of mill or traders, they measure HVI, measure elongation using HVI, but they sometimes deliberately avoiding to give the elongation data to the mill, and the mill so never pay attention to elongation. Actually, elongation is a very, very important parameter affecting yang strength quality, also affecting the fabric performance, its softness. Apart from the fiber parameter, there are some other parameters. For example, fiber fineness, which is different from macronair. Also, NEPS. NEPS is very important because NEPS affects yang NEPS and uniformity, etc. And because the fineness has no unique unified method, so I at the moment I didn't using fineness. NEPS, although very, very important, but then currently no good method, unified method to give a commonly accepted value for cotton NEPS. So I just can't use this concept for cotton spec. Then we adding yang twist and yang count as the input parameter. Then the software package can predict all the yang property plus yang hairiness, which was not shown here, from evenness, thin place, thick place, NEPS, tenacity, elongation. I will show you how accurate the cotton spec prediction from my printer today. If you are interested, I can give you more reference about the accuracy of cotton spec. And the cotton used in this trial was a 2010 Australian upland cultivar called Cicala 340BF. And CSIRO purchased one container, 24 tons of the cotton, and distributed to China in later 2010, and evenly distributed to the six top spinning mills in China, with each mill get about 18 bales of cotton for the trial. And the HVI testing data showing that the cotton was very of high quality, with mean fiber length of 1.31 inch, or 33.3 millimeters. Length uniformity also not bad, 83.6. Short fiber contents, less than 12.7 meters, was very good, 7.75. Tenacity, also very good, 32.3. Elongation is not so good, 5.74. Macronair, just in the very good ranges, nearly about 4, very good macronair. This cotton certainly is, in terms of upland cotton, was the best cotton in Australian cotton production history. So we deliberately chose this best cotton for trial in China in order to promote Australian long cotton, long stable cotton as a concept, and received a very good response from Chinese spinning mill. All the six mills received 18 bales of cotton, and they were asked to spin the cotton into three count yang, in 40, 50, and 60s, with a metric twist factor of around 120. 40 yang was spun on ring spinning, and other two yang count was spun on compass spinning. Sampling and testing. Because the trial purpose was to benchmark mill performance, we had to get the spinning data from along the processing pipeline for each step in order to compare the mill performance at each stage. Then we can tell if your mill performance not so good as other mill, we can tell you exactly, pinpoint, tell you what's the problem in the cut or in the drawing frame or in the combing or in the roving, etc. We can pinpoint the mill, your problem. So we ask a mill to collect a sample, start from beginning of raw cotton, through salivas, and the roving, and the yang. For raw cotton, we ask a mill to take a 20-gram sample from each of the 18 bales for testing on HVI, cotton scan, and FS. The salivas included the cut sliver, comb, finish the drawer, saliva. For testing on FS and the cotton scan for fineness. Rowing mainly for testing on both evenness and FS. Young testing included linear density, used evenness and tensor rapid for strength and elongation. All testing were conducted at CSO and specified standard condition. This picture showing some spot scene at the mill. This is one of the top spinning mill in China. This is cotton laid down. And the rather, this picture is showing the spinning in the middle stage at the mill. This is my colleague, Cedar Gordon. He was with me for the trial. This is a spinning frame, a brand new and compact spinning frame. It's one of the top spinning mill. The yarn produced by this mill, mainly for export to European country or some to USA. We have collected the whole range of spinning data from all the six mills. For 40, 50, and 60 yarn for the 60 mules. But, sorry, maybe my talk is a bit slow. Yeah, is it okay?
Come on. 4 minutes.
Okay. I'll try to finish earlier. And so, because the trial results show that there are large variations in yarn quality across the 60 mules. And my presentation will be concentrated on top spinning performance. The data shows that mill number 2, 3, and 4 are the best three mills. So this table showing only the three mills spinning data. For evenness, simplicity, depth, and tenacity, we can we concentrate on 50 yarn count. We can see that for mill 2. Is the best performer, 11.27, which is better than 5% of Worcester statistics. Followed by mill 4, 11.55, also very good. Mill number 3 is slightly worse, 12.38. And the similar trend for 6 young counts, mill 2 and mill 4, very similar. 12.10, 12.15, mill 3 is slightly worse. Similar pattern for simplest, the excess in the mill. You see, for 50 and 60 young count, mill 2 nearly have no simplest. And the next also very low for mill 2. So mill 2 is the top performer, followed by mill 4 and mill 3. And we look at tenacity. The tenacity, we can see that the difference between mills are smaller compared with evenness, thin and length for both 50 and 60. Again, for 50 yarn count, mill 2 was the best, followed by mill 4 and then mill 3. And for 60 yarn count, actually the mill 3 was the best, followed by mill 2 and mill 4. Why the difference between the 3 mill is smaller in yarn tenacity compared with evenness? This is simply reflect a basic concept for yarn quality, because the yarn strength mainly determined by fiber strength. My modeling shows that yarn strength to 60 or 70% is determined by fiber strength, because they use the same fiber. So this factor determined the difference between different mills in terms of yarn strength should be small. But why the difference between evenness is larger? That's because evenness, to a large extent, depends by fiber length distribution, also by the drafting system quality. And different mills have quite different drafting system. That's why they have showed big difference in evenness. This table showing the accuracy of the cotton spec. Before, as I said, before spinning, we mill. All the mills have cotton spec already installed in their mill. We predict the yarn evenness and tenacity.
For example, for fixed Young count, the predictor for the mu 2, mu 3, and mu 4 shown in here are very similar because the Young, the fast is the same, although different mu have slight variation, but very similar. So the prediction is very similar. And this column is measured by the evenness. We can see the error. Mu 4 is the best in terms of predictive accuracy. Okay. Anyway, we can see the evenness prediction error very, very small. And in particular for the mu 2, 4 is very good. For tenacity, is even better. No error, zero error for mu 4 for both 50 and 60 Young count. No error. Exact same. Because the database of the host mean package was provided by the mu 4. That's why the prediction software working so well for mu number 4. For mu number 2, also the error very, very small, 0.1%, 0.8%. But for mu 3 is not higher. But anyway, not too bad.
If you don't believe, come to see me. I'll give you a comments back software, you can see. That's the Scala 340BI performance against the Worcester statistics.
This Young produced by the mu number 4. Number 4. You can see for evenness, thin and thick, for both for even and thin, for both 50 and 60 Young count, or within 5% of the world performance level. That means two things. One means the cost is very good. Second means the mu is very good, means two factors. For next 45, 55, next is very difficult to reach higher amount. For tenacity elongation, around 50 to 60, I have to say, I have rarely see any cotton can reach 10% of what's the species in the Young tenacity elongation, very, very difficult. So this not means that the cotton is no good, still very, very good cotton.
So that's come to the end of my talk. Conclusion. Scala 340BI can be used for production of high quality, fine cut Young NE50 and above. Secondly, cotton spec works very well for good Sibinian mills. Any question?
Thank you.